Hey, everybody, it's Ron. I just want to let you know real quick, you're going to hear a new voice introducing the podcast this week, one of our favorite storytellers, Joe Holland. If you haven't heard already, Mary and Robert moved to Seattle, and to keep the show going in San Diego, a few longtime fans of the show have taken over, promising to maintain the spirit of that show, and one of those folks is Joe, who is helping produce the podcast. So without further ado, here's Joe.
Hi, everyone. This is Joe Holland from San Diego. If you are in San Diego, our next show is actually this Tuesday at Tiger Tiger Tavern at 8 p.m. And if you are in Denver, the next show is July 18th at 8, as always, in Buntport Theater.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
Tiffany Fox is a San Diego-based writer and writing instructor at UCSD Extension. She told this story on June 12th at Tiger Tiger in San Diego about what happens when you lose a part of yourself that you thought defined you. The theme of the evening was periods.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm going to talk about women bleeding out of their vaginas, so... You were waiting for that. Ladies, it might feel to you as if your periods are trying to kill you, but I'm here to tell you that my periods, according to the medical literature, literally were trying to kill me. A couple of years ago, I found out I had two tumors that would feed on the tides of estrogen and progesterone that would course through my body every month. Kind of sounds pretty when you put it that way, huh? I was told that to live, as these were cancerous tumors fed by estrogen and progesterone, that my best chances were to close the tap and shut the baby factory down. And so that meant chemically induced menopause. Two drugs that would put me into menopause so that I wouldn't have these hormones causing cancer in my body anymore. But also, you know, estrogen and progesterone, they're kind of what make you a woman. Of course, all I heard at the time was, you're not going to get periods anymore. And I'm like, great. And the heavens opened and I wept in the arms of the angels. And there's a reason why when you ask the average woman about her period, as you so often do, gentlemen, that she's likely to groan three different ways. No one enjoys the process of shedding the lining of an orifice every month, would you? But I haven't been fond of my period ever since I excitedly asked in sixth grade about the difference between menstruation and masturbation and learned that they are sadly not the same thing. But it wasn't until I stopped getting my period that I realized the full extent of the scientific experiment that I've been a part of. This experiment run by the glands and guts in our bodies, altering the chemical makeup the way we so often do with drugs, both prescribed and unprescribed. What would you be without your coffee? What would you be without your Xanax? What would you be without your blunt? What would you be without your Wonder Bread? That's a thing I hear. What would I be without estrogen? I can tell you who I was with estrogen when I was practically hooked on the stuff in my 20s. Ironically, a time when it seemed like menstruation was the only constant in my life, or at least God, let's hope so at that time. I filled journal after journal, page after page about this boy, that boy, procreate, always, how do I get him to want me? Never, is he the one I actually want? Page after page, molding myself to meet others' expectations. Women's work, we were always told, if there ever was women's work, right? Now, with the drip of baby fertilizer turned off, I knew what I want. I know what I want. I can't help but know what I want in this state. It's all there, front and center. I know who I am, out beyond all the noise and fuss created by all y'all trying to procreate all the time. I'm clear now about who I am beyond my uterus. Does it sound like I'm recommending menopause as like a spiritual or psychotherapeutic approach? Because I am. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm really, if it, especially if it comes with cancer, I'm not recommending that. But I do recommend regularly acknowledging that when you and that who you are and what you feel you are, what you think are really just the workings of a gland puppet. I had a sixth grade teacher to call us that, and she was right. That's what we are. Oxytocin, the chemical that floods our bodies after we've had sex, it's just about as good as Dilaudid at putting this dewy dream state over everything, right? I firmly maintain that alcohol is far superior to adrenaline when you get behind a microphone. And ladies, estrogen and progesterone, they are messing with your heads just as you suspected they were. I know this now. Every month. But one day, that string that connects you to your drive to procreate will snap. Somehow, either chemically induced or not. And you'll transform from this gland puppet into like something like a real-life girl. Okay, maybe a girl with a mustache and hot flashes. And maybe your skin's a little bit looser, but I like to say that's because it's like content's less under pressure. At least you're going to be someone who knows what you want. And like a cougar or a snow puma, you'll go after it and maybe even get it.
Thanks, Stephanie.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.